Welcome to the Independent RX Forum with Pharmacy Times and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the leading advocate and business education resource for America's independent pharmacists.
Hello, I'm Doug Hoy, CEO of the National Community Pharmacists Association. Happy to be here on the Pharmacy Times podcast today, talking with my colleague, Bree Morris, also a pharmacist, who is point of contact for our education. And she is also, we'll be talking about the NCPA annual meeting coming up in October in Kansas City. And Bree, glad to be talking with you. Bree, tell the audience just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Doug, and thank you for the invitation. As you said, I'm a pharmacist on staff with NCPA. I'm from the great state of Arkansas. I have had the privilege. Big Suey.
Sorry, I messed it up.
I have had the privilege of being on staff with NCPA for coming up on 9 years. And for the last 4 years, I've led our education team here at NCPA. And it's really been an exciting job, an exciting role. I love talking to the awesome members that we have about, you know, their successes and what they've done, as well as their lessons learned and how we can kind of pull all that together. I kind of see my role is finding the pharmacies out there, the peers that have really been successful at different services or back office trends or whatever it may be, and trying to highlight what they've done and put them on stage so that others can replicate that in their own pharmacies and find success.
Sounds great. Sounds like you want to take best practices and share those with the world. So all pharmacy owners can be even more successful. That's what I heard you just say.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're looking to do. And, you know, that's what we try to do every year at the NCPA convention is pull all of that together.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, there's a lot of pharmacy meetings out there. And so what makes the NCPA meeting unique? You know, why, if I haven't been before, give me a couple reasons why I should go.
Yeah, absolutely. So our convention is always in the fall. And I think what's really cool about the NCPA convention is it's the largest national convention of independent pharmacy owners. And you've got folks who are going to trade or have businesses, you know, all across the nation, but also they all use different partners and vendors and that sort of thing. So when you come together, we've just got such a great group that you can network with, learn from one another at the meeting. What we really try to do for convention is to identify those best practices, as you said, and put together top-notch education that's really focused on the business of pharmacy. So if you've never been to an NCPA convention, you know, we know that you need clinical information. We got a lot of that in pharmacy school, and we know that you can get that, and there's lots of resources out there to do that. But when you know, make that investment to come to the NCPA convention, we're really going to spend 4 days focusing on your business and how we improve your bottom line. So that's what we try to do. That's what I challenge my team to do with any program that we set aside, is what's the ROI when someone leaves that program?
So let's talk a little bit more about that ROI for an attendee. You know, so a pharmacy owner coming to this, you know, one of the things I've heard over the years, Bree, in talking with pharmacy owners, and I actually experienced this myself going to various meetings, is, you know, I hear fantastic programs, education, speakers, great ideas. And, you know, I'm scribbling notes down on my phone or on my, you know, notepad or whatever. And then I come back, and in my case, I come back to the office, pharmacy owners come back to the pharmacy, and we get hit with a furnace blast of reality of all the stuff that that we have to do. I mean, for me, sure. 250 emails every day for the pharmacy owners, you know, tons of emails plus, you know, stacks of prescriptions and employee issues. And how, you know, how do we kind of break that cycle so that, you know, again, we go to these meetings, we're on fire and excited, and then we come back and get hit with reality. You have any suggestions on how to deal with really a frustration of, hey, I've got these great new ideas and I can't execute on them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we hear it all the time from any meeting that folks go to, and it's something that we've heard a lot. This year, one thing that we're really focused on, we actually have a team member group rate for registration for NCPA's convention this year. So just like any program that you're going to offer in your pharmacy, the first thing you want to do is get staff buy-in, right? You want to get the team on board. So what the education focus is on this year at the convention is on that pharmacy team, both development for you as the owner and manager on some of those frustrations that you have around hiring and onboarding and, you know, motivating your staff, but then also for those team members to be able to come and see the meeting live in person and kind of get a sense of that spirit from coming to the meeting. You know, Doug, you started off this call with a woo pig suey because I'm from Arkansas. Well, you know, I'm not a huge sports fan, but in Arkansas, you gotta be a Razorback fan, right? Like you have to be a fan of the University of Arkansas. There's a distinct difference between sitting in the stadium, being there for the game, doing the hog call, being there in person, then watching that game on TV later or catching the stats on the news later in the day. So that's kind of what we're talking about bringing your team to the convention, is you're really giving them a taste of that convention spirit and getting that buy-in so that when you come home with that list of things that you want to do for the pharmacy, it's not just what you want to do as the owner manager. Now you've got, you know, one, two, three other people who are just as psyched about it as you are, who can help build the team up and get things done.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because this is, you know, such a key area. I remember one of the things that my dad, who you know, owned a pharmacy and I worked for him for a while, would be, you know, hey, I really love owning a pharmacy. The hardest part though is managing the people. He had about 25 employees that he was managing. And so not only managing the employees was something that was not the most fun part for him. And I've heard that repeated as I've talked to other pharmacy owners. And frankly, I experience it here. You know, even in my job, that right. Employee management's, you know, not always the most fun job, but you've got that. Plus, as the owner, you're kind of out there on an island by yourself. You know, a lot of times you're having to figure things out for yourself. And you don't, there's not necessarily a place to Google the challenges that come up in owning a pharmacy. Can you talk a little bit more how this team's approach that is going to be at the NCPA meeting, how that could help a pharmacy owner, how those two things, feeling like you're alone on an island, and then also just from the standpoint of employee development, management, relationships, how the NCPA meeting could affect those two things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our members, community pharmacies, have been working extremely hard year over year, but we've seen it especially throughout, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic and everything that folks have gone through. And as we're kind of on the nearing on the other side of that, or hopeful that we're on the other side of that, it feels like it changes every day. You know, the pharmacy team has taken on different roles. So, you know, you have technicians that have done more point of care testing or immunizations or tech, or you have support staff that are taking on new roles outside of the technician. So what we've been talking about more and more, and what we've heard from our pharmacy members out there and from partners like CPSN, is the role of the support staff in pharmacy in continuing to develop those members of your team. So at this year's convention, there's going to be a distinctive focus on defining new roles for your pharmacy team. This doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have to go out and hire more FTEs, but you know, how do you take that pool of people that are working for you now, and how do you figure out, looking at your workflow and the services that you're trying to offer and the challenges that you have, who would be best to do any certain task within that workflow? So I'm planning on talking about things like medical billing, and what roles, you know, can be done outside of a pharmacist, that need to be done, remote patient monitoring, chronic care management, even vaccine billing on the medical side, kind of all rolls into that. Business development is a key component for pharmacies, both with doctor detailing. You've also made great contacts with employer groups through the pandemic, through vaccine clinics. You know, how do you use that to contract for services, self-insured plans, as well as, you know, I think about it from a long-term care perspective as well. Selling in the long-term care perspective is really important. So Doug, you challenge us as staff to think about, you know, who's waking up in the middle of the night thinking about X, who's got X on their mind. And so, you know, as we talk about medical billing, business development, front-end operations, even med sync and adherence, which has been kind of a defined role that we've been talking about for a while, of having someone manage that program, really talking about, you know, how do we transition to have, make sure that those tasks are outlined in job descriptions and task lists, and making sure that everyone at the pharmacy is kind of committed to the pharmacy growth and helping your pharmacy move forward. So those are a handful of the topics that we plan on covering at convention. And I think by developing your employees and bringing them along to the meeting so they get that convention spirit and they see it firsthand, as well as being able to connect with their peers who might be in similar roles to figure out how, you know, how they're handling something in their pharmacy, it really kind of creates that cohesive picture. So you're not on an island alone as an owner, and your staff is not on an island alone as the employee as well.
So Bree, if I'm hearing you right, so I'll give you an example from, you know, back in the day. So we started a home infusion company back when home infusion was really swinging. And not that it's not, I think it seems like there's a renaissance of that now, but we started that, and my dad, a pharmacist, and myself as a pharmacist, we also sent the person who was leading our durable medical equipment section, and we also sent one of our key technicians to the training program for starting an IV business, and, you know, in a city that was, you know, 400 miles away from our home base. So is that the kind of thing that you're talking about? I mean, so we, you know, in that 3 or 4 day seminar, we learned how to start a home infusion business. And when we came back, then all of us had this knowledge. You know, my dad as the owner was orchestrating it, but he also had lieutenants who could, you know, execute on things, you know, so it didn't have to roll up to him. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about by bringing teams to the NCPA annual meeting?
Yeah, Doug, absolutely. That was an excellent example of what we're talking about. And I like how you described it as, you know, we'll have a session where maybe we have a pharmacist owner who's talking from their perspective about medical billing, as well as a staff member who's doing the day-to-day operations, who can talk about what it looks like in the pharmacy, their policies and procedures, and how they actually make it work. So yeah, the goal is for folks to be able to bring their teams with them, and they can learn side by side about these different skill sets that can help their pharmacy grow. And the ultimate goal is to, you know, help independent pharmacies be successful in their businesses.
So I know we always have really inspirational speakers, and one of the speakers this year is a former naval commander, Captain Michael Abershoff. How does he fit into this team's theme?
Yeah, absolutely. So Captain Abershoff was the captain of the worst ship in the Navy, and he turned that ship around in a short amount of time, within months. He created a crew of, you know, confident and inspired problem solvers to take the initiative and responsibility for their actions. He talks a lot about culture and how important that is within any operation that you're running. But I think it'll be, you know, really important with this kind of team concept. I heard him several years ago at a conference, and I've been a fan of him. I have his book at home, It's Your Ship. And, you know, he really talks about seeing the ship through the eyes of your crew and understanding, you know, how to take in sailors' suggestions, which, you know, can be translated to pharmacy staff, communicating, creating discipline around your purpose, and then really changing things. So I think it'll be a really inspirational program, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I mean, he's going to talk about getting your ship together, and we say ship with a P. right. So that'll be, it sounds, I've heard him speak as well, and he sounds, I know he'll be fantastic for us. Let's talk just a bit about the, you know, one of the big parts about the NCPA annual meeting is the show floor.
Yeah.
And so I know we did some research recently on what happens on the show floor, that there actually is quite a bit of commerce taking place there. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, just some of that, those transactions that are taking place on the show floor, just, you know, dollar wise, is there any, what's happening on the show floor?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we've got vendors, exhibitors, supporters, and there's lots of great partners on the show floor. We did some research last year that showed that the typical pharmacy owner or attendee that comes to this meeting will end up finding thousands of dollars worth of partners on the floor, which, you know, obviously is going to represent a high ROI for them and their business. So I think it's a really great opportunity as folks are, you know, anxious to get out and about again and get back to in person, to be able to go and find partners to support the future of your business.
Absolutely. That sounds great. I mean, just the being able to help your business grow. And of course, the pharmacy partners on the floor, they want to sell you something. There's no doubt about that. But by buying the right products, you can turn those into dollars. And I actually hadn't heard that survey result, that there's thousands of dollars on average being spent on the show floor. So, and speaking of the show floor, it's in Kansas City. So this is the first time NCPA has been in Kansas City. I was looking back in our history, and I believe it's the first time in our history. So 124 years, which actually was very surprising to me that we hadn't been in Kansas City before. City of Fountains, great city. I know we're going to be in a location that's been newly updated and renovated. And you know, you've mentioned calling the hogs a couple of times. That reminds me of barbecue. And Kansas City's got some of the best barbecue in the country. So, you know, I'm dabbing the corners of my mouth right now, thinking about some of that KC masterpiece barbecue.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. I know we've got a trivia contest we're leading up. It's related to Kansas City and Kansas City area sports trivia, which always a fan favorite leading up to the meeting. And I think there's a drawing for people who get those questions right. What should people do if they want to register for the meeting? Where do they need to go?
Free? Absolutely. They can go to ncpa.org/convention, and that's where you'll find registration for online as well as a registration form. And make sure to sign up your team with the new team registration.
Yeah, just to kind of close out that teams thing, I'm really excited about that just because, again, you know, if you come to one of these meetings and you come back with all the ideas, you want someone to be able to help you. And also just the development of your employees. You mentioned, or you had told me before this about, the great resignation and just how that is affecting everyone, including, you know, our members. So I'm really excited about the idea of bringing team members, developing them, and frankly, selfishly, having them be able to help the pharmacy owner when they get back home to execute on the ideas. So the load isn't all on the pharmacy owner. So that really excites me. And I don't know if you want to tell that story to close us out here on the great resignation, if you've got that story, but if you do, shoot away.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it just aligns perfectly with what you were saying, Doug. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Victoria Hennessy, who's the owner of Community Pharmacy of Springdale in Springdale, Arkansas. And she was talking about how she was planning on bringing her team to the NCPA convention this year and had already mentioned it to a couple of technicians on staff. And they got so excited about the idea of getting to go to a pharmacy meeting. So, you know, I think that sometimes we don't think as much about how important the development of your team is for these different events, but I think that they would really appreciate getting the opportunity to go.
Sounds great. Well, Bree Morris, thank you again for being on the Pharmacy Times podcast today. And you said to register, it's ncpa.org/convention. So look forward to seeing a lot of people in Kansas City where everything is up to date. And thanks again for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.